brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Well, hello, and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's because Yellowstone's on at 1, and how do you beat Beth at 1?
Man, you beat her at all. You know?
You don't beat Beth. Beth beats you.
That's true. Yeah, I wouldn't want to make her mad. Would not be a good idea. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, it's always a pleasure to be here in the basement. Everything is kind of glossed over today.
That's what we've been saying about you for years. You're kind of glossed over.
That's my life.
That's what they say in the meetings when he's there. Hi, I'm Brent. I'm glossed over. And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. Pleasure to be here in the basement. It's a fine day for whiskey.
Every day's a good day for whiskey. And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. So good to be here. Sun's not out, but bourbon's out, so it's going to be a good day.
And good old boy, Harm.
Generic banter. Banter.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Okay, good.
Perfect
quote. Thanks for having me, Bob.
You're welcome. Perfect quote.
You know, I mean, when you set it up, I got to take it. I'm sorry.
You just lobbed that one right up there, Harm.
Yeah. I'm posting pictures of Saturday Bantering with you guys.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else that you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Wyoming Whiskey, we have the Wyoming Whiskey Small Batch Bourbon, the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider 2022 release, the Wyoming Whiskey Double Cask, the Wyoming Whiskey 10-Year Anniversary Edition. From Hemingway, we have the Hemingway Whiskey Signature Edition Rye. And from the folks at Traverse City, we haven't done them in years.
It was, yeah.
Years ago.
Not since we got those great cherries from them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget the whiskey. Buy their cherries. Buy their cherries.
Just no, trust me on this whiskey. One.
Whiskey's great, but buy the cherries. Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series, the Sherry Barrel Finish, the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Port Barrel Finish, and the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Cabernet Franc Finish. So we're going to have Justin, against my better judgment, tell us about our sips ratings.
All right.
You have better judgment?
Yeah, I left it in the garage.
I've seen no evidence of better judgment from you, Bob.
No. I don't take it out except special occasions and parties.
Yeah, that's just gave me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Really?
Just wait.
Gangadin, water.
Gangadin. A little louder, Justin. I liked it. Just
artificial intelligence snuck in, but I took care of it. So now, Clint Eastwood's taken over from AI. Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I just can't picture the words "oh my" ever coming out of Clint Eastwood in my entire life. That doesn't seem to be his phrase.
He should have tried John Wayne instead.
He got excited after he killed artificial intelligence.
Lord. Well, we're gonna in a vain attempt to salvage this show, we're going to have Brent tell us a little bit about the folks at Wyoming Whiskey.
There's no salvaging the show if I'm starting.
That's true.
So Wyoming Whiskey was founded in 2009 by Brad and Kate Mead and David DeFazio. The Mead family first came to Wyoming in 1890 and has had a major presence in the state over the last 133 years. Their family has had two governors and a couple U.S. senators represent Wyoming, and Brad and Kate currently manage ranches in Spring Gulch and Kirby. When they decided to open the first whiskey distillery in Wyoming since Prohibition, they turned to a family friend, David DeFazio, a lawyer, river guide, angler, and skier, to join them on their journey. They recruited Steve Nally as their first distiller. Steve is a legend in the whiskey community, having been the former master distiller at Maker's Mark and a member of the Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame. Steve built the distillery from the ground up, developed their first products, and helped them build the team to get them on the right path before passing the reins and moving on to Bardstown Bourbon Company. For their blending operations, they consult with Nancy Fraley, one of the leading whiskey blenders in the U.S. In 2018, the Edrington Group, the parent company of the McAllen, purchased a 35% stake in the distillery, and in the early 2023, Edrington increased their ownership share to 80%, leaving the current management team in place. So this first whiskey is a Wyoming Whiskey Small Batch Bourbon, batch 108. It's 44% ABV, 88 proof, 5 years old, 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. The ABV of the whiskey is a nod to the Wyoming being the 44th state in the Union. So they had a good reason. They made a reason for it, which is nice. The color of this is a little darker straw color. On the nose, I got some cooked cherries, a vanilla, a little light spice. On the palate, let's hit the palate again with this. I got some a fresh leather on it, a fresh wood, a little bit of baking spice.
So what kind of leather?
Oh, a nice fresh leather. You know, when you have a nice, like a brand new belt, not a used belt, but a brand new one, yeah. You get that freshly made.
So not like, you know, freshly skinned coon or anything.
Well, not that fresh.
It's Wyoming.
Maybe not that fresh.
You know, last week when your wife opened that box from that weird store that you shop at and pulled out that GIMP mask, the smell of that.
The GIMP mask is good.
Yeah. Brand new, not tarnished yet. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll give you that.
Well, we got some baking spices. We got corn. Everything seemed to be a little bit palate forward. You got a little bit of vanilla in there. It's like a little freshness on this is what I would say how this is. I don't want to use the word young, but it's kind of fresh. Everything kind of was like crisp in it, like it hadn't
lemony and tart.
Yeah, the finish is a little bit bitter aftertaste to this, and a short finish. Everything was palate forward. You know, overall, you know, you're drinking an 88 proof bourbon. A 5-year-old bourbon. It was pleasant to drink. Maury?
You know, I'm having a hard time adding to what you said. I have to admit that I agree with just about everything you said. Bright and fresh is the way I would describe it. No, you said lemony. I don't think it's lemony. It's not citrusy, but I would call it young, bright, and fresh. It's easy drinking. It's a little bit entry level. It's well made. I think it's going the right direction. I think it's going to age well. Obviously, there's no rye in the mash bill. It's got a nice, you know, softness from the wheat. I do agree with you. There's just a hint of bitterness on the end. The finish is short to medium. Lovely whiskey. You know, definitely an easy drinker. Justin?
Well, I had my computer do the nose, so this is what I got on that.
The nose has vanilla, saturan, cedar, and marshmallows.
I can't hear that.
Yeah.
He was trying to say vanilla, sauterne, cedar, and marshmallows. On the palate, I thought it was very woody. And then there was some vanilla and blackberries. The finish was short, unremarkable for me.
Fair amount of vanilla. I'll give you that. A lot of vanilla.
I like this more than you guys. I didn't get that bitterness. That bitterness is in your souls. This is good.
That's definitely true.
The sweetness is there.
Well, I've definitely gotten more bitter since you've arrived.
The leather balances out that sweetness. And I get the berries. I think it's quite nice. I gave it a higher score than everybody else at the table. But, you know, Bob, what do you think?
Well, you like to kiss butt, so.
I've never bought this whiskey before. They brought it to me. I didn't enjoy it the first time I tasted it. But this is much better.
Well, I think it's extremely well made. On the nose, I get a lot of caramel. I get a little bit of barrel char in the tip of the nose. I get the cherries. I get the lemon. I get a citrusy thing on the nose. I don't get it so much on the palate, but I definitely get a lemony on the nose.
Yeah, it's more. You're right. It's more on the nose.
And on the palate, it's On the palate, it's got a decent mouth coat to it. Caramel, a little bit of burnt toffee on it.
Is that what you guys are calling the bitterness? That burnt note? It's not coming off. It's not coming out like that walnut oil bitterness for me. It's like, I like what he said. It's the burnt toffee.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. But you know, overall, I think a solid whiskey. You know, I've heard good things about them, and so far, you know, they're proving true. So I think it's a pretty solid offering from the folks at Wyoming. So we're going to be rating the Wyoming Whiskey Small Batch Bourbon, Batch 108, 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Okay, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider, 2022 release, 50% ABV, 100 proof. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we've got Maury telling us about our next whiskey from Wyoming.
Thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider 2022 release, 50% ABV or 100 proof. First released in 2016, Outrider came about through Aaron Math. Co-founder David DeFazio asked Steve Nally to make a rye whiskey to answer the surging growth in that category. This rye was to be a 52% rye, the legal minimum to be called a rye whiskey.
51%.
I would agree with you. Thank you. It was years
later. You should also read properly, but go ahead.
It was years later when it was discovered that the math was off and that the rye content was actually only 48%. So they took these barrels and bottled them as American whiskey, and the original Outrider was born. After depleting the stocks of the original 48% rye, they changed the expression over to a blend of different whiskeys. The 2022 release is a blend of high rye bourbon and another whiskey with a mash bill of 48% rye, 40% corn, and 12% malted barley, both of which are aged for at least 5 years in charred oak barrels. So this whiskey, again, has a nice, deep straw color bordering on mahogany.
This is amber. It's not straw. Come on, straw. Straw is Sauvignon Blanc. This is no Sauvignon Blanc.
Harm, am I interrupting you?
Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead. Why don't you take over?
How you doing? Do your thing.
No, I don't really want to interrupt you. Go ahead. You've got a lot of bitterness to express, so go ahead. Don't let me take your thunder.
Bitterness is in your soul.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. No. Okay. Never seen you at a loss for words, Harm. This is a first.
Okay. Okay. The nose is very pretty.
The whiskey is nice on the palate. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. It's luscious. It's mouth coating. It's got some baking spice. It's got hints of toffee, brown sugar, a little bit of nutmeg. The finish is short to medium. It's got a little spice. It's very pleasant. It's easy drinking. I liked it quite a lot. Brent, what did you think?
Yeah, I wasn't as high on it as you are as far as, but everything was on the light side. I guess that's because it's that you know, the legal limit of what rye is. And so, you know, I had the rye, the pepper, everything was on the light side though. So it was like if you wanted to get into rye, this would be like your starter rye is what I would call it. And you would use that as a stepping stone.
Well, considering how high the rye content was in the mash bill for, you know, at 48%, I would agree with you. It's not rye forward.
Right, because it's not right. It's not a rye like you think of, and that's why it's an American whiskey. But it is pleasant. It is nice. You know, I don't know what the price point is, but it's a good starter. I think I would use this more as a mixer than a straight drinker. Justin,
so I thought this tasted like rye finished in Mickey's malt liquor barrels. But I like Mickey's a lot. So it's not an insult when I say that.
Mickey's Big Mouth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You get that kind of vibrato.
How do you remember what that tastes like?
Because it's not been that long.
If you drink enough of that, you never forget what that tastes like. Because
that was my Friday night.
Once when I was 16.
Yeah. And when it comes back, you remember that taste.
For 10 years, every Friday night, beef fried rice, Mickey's Wide Mouths. That was how I ended the week. Oh, my
God. They still make those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're good.
I'm going to have to search them out.
So that's what this reminded me of.
Well, you actually check IDs at your store, so yeah. Nobody's buying Mickey's at your place.
I have a big stack of fake IDs.
Yeah. You got to go to that place where they don't care. Okay. They're the ones that are selling it by the truckload.
I didn't always drink really good stuff before I met you guys.
Obviously.
Still not.
What do you think, Harm?
It's a very pretty nose. I get sweet candy and walnut and the rye bread. You say you guys don't get enough rye character? There is rye bread on the nose. Yeah,
no? Yeah. It's a light, but I mean, I got it more on the palate. The rye on the palate. So okay. The first thing I wrote down.
Baking spices.
The rye, pepper, light vanilla.
I got black pepper and floral notes on there, you know, sweets. It's a soft entry. It's a little bit short on the finish, but I like it.
That's what she said.
It's a soft rye.
It's better than short on the entry.
Yeah, that's right.
You just said exactly what I said. It's a soft rye.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it. But I got the rye notes. I mean, they weren't not there.
I didn't say they were not there, Harm.
Listen, I think we're all in agreement because we're all saying the same thing, except for my off the wall stuff.
The Mickey's Big Mouth really took me back.
Yeah.
Hey, I taste what I taste. You know.
Well, I think it's a nice whiskey. I mean, it's. I get a creaminess on the palate.
I've been called worse, Harm.
So you know that. You know, with some rye, you get that sort of creaminess, that coating of the tongue. I get that on the tongue. I get that on the palate.
He was right because it's not as creamy as like a
full rye. No, yeah. It's not. But that's what I'm saying is I'm getting that to a degree. I'm getting some of that. I'm definitely getting. I get more rye on the nose than I get on the palate for me. But it's, you know, it's got a nice creamy mouth coat to it. I get a little bit of a little bit of the tannin in the back palate. But an interesting whiskey, absolutely. So, well, we're going to be rating the Wyoming Whiskey Outrider 2022 release, 3 sips.
Interesting.
And that takes us to our next one, which is Justin.
Okay, now we're going to talk about the Wyoming Whiskey Double Cask. It's 50% alcohol by volume, 100 proof. It's 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley. After aging this for 5 years in new charred oak barrels, the whiskey is then finished in XPX sherry casks.
Tater tomatoes. But you know what? Smell this. This is so different from when we first tasted it.
This one is the third one.
Yeah, number three. There you go. You don't have enough whiskey in your glass.
So it's much sweeter than when I smelled it before. I had a big rye hit when I first nosed it. That's gone now. And no sherry on the nose. Now the rye's gone and I have the sherry.
You want a little more?
No, I'm okay. I got it.
That's not this one. Is it? Yeah, it is. Okay.
The double
and then on the palate, before it was very woody. Now the wood's faded off and it's become more sherry. It's really interesting.
It's become a sherry bomb.
It's changed. Yeah. And the finish before was short and unremarkable. Now it's really pleasant sherry finish.
This just needed some air. This is really important.
I'm really happy with this now. I was okay with it before, but I'm really happy now. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, on the nose, I get all sherry. It's hard to distinguish other characters on the nose. But the aging of the sherry really kind of took the edge off this. It really gave it a softness. It took away any kind of bitterness that it had before and made it much more drinkable for me, much more than I would want to sit down and have a sip of this. But I added some water to this, and
I like the water. I think it really rounded it out. Just a drop. Doesn't take much.
That's all it takes. It's just a nice, smooth.
Yeah.
I
kind of like this one before.
Without the water.
Without
right.
the water. But with the water.
It was my favorite of the
three. The palate.
I gave this a higher rating than all of you guys the first time.
Yeah, the palate expands a lot with a drop of water. So it's definitely.
If you have to, it's hard not to judge when you have the three of them tasting side by side like that. And this is my favorite of the three by far.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, with the air, it's gotten even better. And with a dash of water, I think it's the palate is broadened a bit.
It changed completely on the nose. Before, I got smoky char from the barrel. You get the smoke? Do you get the smoke from the barrel?
It's gone now. More like a sherried scotch to me. It's got a lot of sherry on it. It really doesn't drink like bourbon.
Yeah, right now it's all sherry.
It drinks much more like a sherried scotch. Yeah. And so I'm surprised you actually like it, Brent. I find it a little bit sweet for a bourbon.
It's almost to that. It's almost to that point where
I didn't drop water in.
I did. Yeah, and it got sweeter for me.
Yeah.
Nobody got milk chocolate on it? No. On the nose? Milk chocolate there.
The more water you add,
after the water,
after the water, I get like the malted chocolate. Yeah,
after the water, I got the chocolate.
I got it before I had the water.
Yeah,
but again, it's changed quite a bit. This air in this one really
well. The barrel that char went down. That's pretty much washed away. After I added water, I'm definitely like you said. I think he's right. I think it's the malted milk balls. The chocolate malted milk balls on the nose that I'm getting. Very faint, but it's there.
It's milk chocolate.
Yeah, that little white box looks like a milk carton. Those.
You really got to.
That'll be the Whopper.
Yeah, the Whoppers. Right.
Hey, you don't know Whoppers, man.
Thank you. Well,
Whoppers.
You got me there. I described the box, but you drove it home. Good job.
You don't go to the movies anymore? You got to get Whoppers.
I'm too cheap to buy candy at the movies.
I would like to say that the rating changed on this one, Bob, and I think it's worth mentioning.
You guys all caught up to me. I gave it the same.
No.
You're the first one to admit it changed.
You had the high at your head where the sun don't shine.
I had the higher rating before.
It was not very good right out of the bottle, but patience paid off, and it's improved.
I liked it out of the bottle. I've gotten down on here for me, a range, and I'm higher, but...
But it was definitely improved. It changed
with the air, for me, it went up a half a point. With the air and a little bit of water. So
for me, the air and the water went up a full point.
Oh, the water just makes it amazing.
Yeah. That's what
just a little bit.
That's why I handed you the squirt bottle. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Me like your cat, just squirting me with your bottle.
If you buy if you're my cat, I'd spray you with it. Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Thanks.
First off, you ain't gonna find a cat in my house. I'm a dog guy.
Keep it off the microphone.
All right. So We have the Wyoming Whiskey Double Cask, a new rating, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys came around my way of thinking.
All right, Mr. Happy, tell us about our last one from Wyoming.
There's one more. I forgot about this one. Yeah, wow. And this was fantastic. Let's see how this goes. So our final whiskey from Wyoming is the Wyoming Whiskey 10-year-old 10th Anniversary Edition. It's a 51.7% ABV or 103.4 proof. It's 68% corn.
Can you double check the math on that for me?
I didn't do the math. I'm looking at it right here. 51.7 would be 103.4. That's exactly right. 68% corn.
Justin, what's a third of that?
Justin, there you go.
1.667%. Yeah.
68% corn, 20% rye, 12% malted barley. You know, what I really enjoy about these guys, they do use the higher malted barley, and that appeals to me because I'm a Scotch guy, and this stuff really works. So this has a reddish gold color, a little bit of Corinthian leather. And the nose, it is candied peach, candied pears, and what is this? A little just pot still funk almost. It's not pot still though. It's right. It's like Muscovado sugar, like a rum. It's gorgeous.
Turbinado.
Turbinado? No, Muscovado and Turbinado are two different things.
Yeah, but I'm getting Turbinado.
You're getting Turbinado. Turbinado is what they put in your smoothies. Yes. I'm not a smoothie guy. It's Muscovado, dude. It's Muscovado. Anyway. Gorgeous nose.
Gotten better.
Yeah, it's got. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super soft entry.
It was good before, but it's getting better.
Layers of fruit. And you get this good grip for these tannins from the oak. Really come out. Really nice grip. Medium long finish. Nutty and spicy. It's actually finishing a little bit more mild than it did earlier. What do you think, Brent?
I wrote down on this one, nice classic bourbon. It's got that classic bourbon taste and flavors you're used to. But it's a little different taste to it. But if you were going to describe somebody to this, this is what you're looking for when you're a nice classic bourbon. You'd love to sit down with it.
But the balance of the fruit is a little bit different than like your Kentucky bourbon, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's everything is, I think because of the weather they have, there's a cooler weather that it doesn't quite age like you as fast as what it does in Kentucky.
Of course, yeah.
And so I think it's just.
Or you can go down to Texas where it ages in 11 seconds. Yeah. Yeah.
But what's the thing? Do they have 4 seasons in Wyoming? Is it like 2 pretty much or 3?
Probably.
Do they have like a week of summer?
Don't know. Never been.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you, but.
Beth won't let us in there. Mm-hmm. But sorry, that's Montana. I can never keep them straight. All the big square ones out west.
Like right now, I'm getting more of like almost sandalwood on the nose. It's really nice.
Did you add some water to it?
Not at all. Maury, what did you think?
I described it as Christmas in a glass. I thought it has a lot of layers of flavors and baking spice.
What do you know about Christmas? It's Hanukkah for you.
Hanukkah's passed. We're on to Christmas, pal. And I love this whiskey. I thought it really evolved nicely. It's got a lot of layers. It's got really interesting nuances of flavors here and there, every little corner, nook and cranny. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think 10 years is perfect in Wyoming.
Yeah.
That can be too old in Kentucky.
I think this is absolutely their sweet spot. Because this one's fantastic. And like Brent said,
Justin, do you agree? Just emptied your glass.
Tangerine blueberry smoothie. That's what
this
I got.
One. This one was blueberry
smoothie. A little bit of whey protein powder in there.
Well, this one was everybody's favorite when we
Breakfast of Champions.
Before we started recording this episode, everybody went, okay, this was our favorite. But in the time it's taken us to get to it, this has gone up.
It's fun.
Oh yeah, this is definitely
still my favorite. Just getting better. So I am stunned. I mean, this one is real. I'm telling you guys, stick with 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it, he said tangerine. Now I'm smelling the tangerine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I still don't get the blueberry. Oh,
that's gone. With a little bit of water, I got a little bit of honey came out, like sourwood honey.
What kind of honey?
Sourwood. You never had sourwood
honey? Never had sourwood honey.
Yeah. When we first opened it, there was char there.
Yeah.
That char is completely blown off.
I got more char in the last one. Because
I've got it written right here. I've got char, and it's completely gone. But I'm still getting... the palate on this is just rich and really chewy. Mm.
Man, this opened up.
I'm still getting that really dark caramel. That's mostly in the front of the palate. I'm getting some of the toffee in the back of the palate.
On the nose, it's still all... It's a fruit bomb to me still.
Yeah, on the nose, it's like sugared fruit. Like dried sugared fruit. It's beautiful on the nose.
If you like bourbon, you're going to like this one.
It's like fruitcake on the nose.
It's not covered up in in a sherry cask. Or
you thought there was too much wine in the previous ones?
Well, there's...
Brent doesn't like wine in his bourbon.
No wine cask finish at all. I like wine cask finish.
No, years ago, I said wine cask was what's going to happen to bourbon.
He did.
You know, and it was going to be... When it was first starting out, I was like, all we're going to do is see everybody doing this.
Well,
because they have to make a difference. They have to set themselves apart.
You had so many new ones coming in that were doing it to set themselves apart, and you had so many guys that were putting stuff out that wasn't ready trying to cover stuff up.
So what's the rule for bourbon is virgin American oak. So if everybody's only virgin American oak, all that matters now is terroir, your mash bill, and where you're aging it. Right? So if you can differentiate, you have to do finishes. So it makes sense. You were right. You're absolutely right. But some people do it wrong. Some people do too much.
But I got to say, that last one, the one we did with him, I think that finish was lovely. So, I think they should keep doing that one too. Mm-hmm. So stick with the 10 and stick with that barrel finish, man. Because that one's...
Bob is very critical of the heavy-handed people. So this is good though.
Well, yeah, when you get people that are, they don't know when to take it out of a finishing barrel, and it's either they don't know what they're doing or they're trying to cover something up. So I don't like stuff that's, if I want a port or a sherry, I'll drink a port or a sherry.
Yeah. You're trying to mask your flaws.
That last one was fantastic, but the Wyoming 10-year anniversary edition, well-deserved, 4 sips.
That's classified.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Wyoming Whiskey 10-Year Anniversary Edition, which we rated a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
I hope the guys in Wyoming keep putting out that 10-year, because let me tell you, that
please.
One was... Yeah, just send us a...
Is it actually 10 years old, or it's the 10th anniversary?
10 years, almost 10 year. Gone, yeah. But thank you, guys. Just enough for the best of the year show.
They sent us full bottles of the other ones. The 10-year was a little tiny bottle.
Yeah. All right. So that takes us to our next whiskey. So Hemingway Whiskey was founded by Steve Groff, and one of the co-founders of Angel's Envy, and the founder of Papa's Pilar Rum, and a 7th-generation master distiller, Ron Call, and his 2 sons, Clayton, and 8th-generation master distiller, Jacob. Whiskey fans will remember Jacob as one of the folks who was behind the rebirth of Green River Distillery. If you remember when me and you were there, he took us around. Real nice guy. Really.
That's right.
Yeah. I liked him because the first thing he told me is the first thing I told him is get those instant whiskey machines out of my distillery. We're making real whiskey here.
He's a no BS guy.
Yeah.
That's his personality.
That's right. Green River was working with TerraSensia.
Well, they were owned by TerraSense, yeah.
I'm glad that Green River got those out of there.
Because Green River is a solid whiskey, you know. So,
yeah.
Well, so what we're tasting now, though, is their latest project, which is Hemingway. So the Hemingway Whiskey Signature Edition Rye. This is 90% 6-year-old Indiana straight rye whiskey, 95.5, and 10% 4-year-old Kentucky straight rye whiskey, 95.5. This is a blend of two straight rye whiskeys that have been finished in rum-seasoned Oloroso casks. So I guess they took an Oloroso cask, filled it with some rum, rolled it around before they put it in, I'm guessing. So on the color, got a nice burnished bronze color to it. On the nose, it's sweet. Got a little bit of white pepper. I'm getting a little bit of that wininess to it. Not so much like strong sherry, but there's that sort of sweet grapiness to it. And on the palate, let's see. On the palate, I definitely get the sherry, but not overly powerful like we were discussing before, people who just hit it over the head. There's a nice underlay of that sherry. I get a lot of tropical fruit in this. You know, like stewed tropical fruit, a little bit of honey. Yeah, beautiful. What do you think, Brent?
For this one, for me, I thought that it was too much. You know, you say the balance, and for me, I thought it went over the balance. So I thought it was too much of the rum, Oloroso sherry cask. It took away from the rye. I didn't really get those rye flavors that came out. So it wasn't like it enhanced the rye to me. It took over the rye for me. And I was just not a fan of this one. And that's okay. You guys can be fans because I'm not.
You know, I agree, Brent. You and I must have had stars aligned today because I'm on your same wavelength today. I felt that this whiskey was, the finish didn't enhance the rye, the finish detracted from the rye. And I think that's exactly what you're trying to say. It was nice, but as a rye drinker, I wanted more rye and less finish. And what I got was a hint of rye on a finished product.
No, I'll agree with you. This product is not, if you're looking for a straight rye, this is not a straight rye.
No,
absolutely not. No, but do I like, I don't care what it says on the bottle. Do I like the product in the end, in the glass? Yeah, I'm kind of digging it. So
I think you guys are both wrong.
I can appreciate it for what it is. I'm just simply saying that I think in this particular case, it's a little out of balance, and I think they overfinished it, and the finish overshadows the base spirit or the rye, and regardless of what it says on the label or what their intention
was. You and Brent are totally wrong. This is a rye. It's a beautiful rye. I think this finish worked great with it. I'm getting orange peel and licorice and red fruit and, like Bob said, sweet grapes on the nose. I'm getting those. But that orange peel and that.
But that's because you didn't wash your clothes. That's yesterday's food on your clothes. Yeah.
These are new clothes. I showered this morning. That's why I was late today. Anyway.
She hosed them off in the backyard again.
First time this week.
Mm-hmm. I got those rye notes. I think it was great. I mean, I'll give you the fruit cocktail on the palate, but the licorice and the pepper, that's rye.
Yeah, I
mean,
I still taste the rye. I can taste the rye through it. I'm kind of digging it, but then again, I also kind of enjoy a sherry finish anyway. So it's kind of talking to me.
I freaking like this a lot. Justin, break the tie here.
So
there's two on this side, two on that side.
Really like a Key West approach to rye. You get a lot of the Papa's Pilar influence on it. If you're already like, you know, it's 11 in the morning, you already had two pina coladas and you need something to just cleanse the palate before you switch to Rum Runners after lunch.
You can tell Justin's been to Key West lately. It's 11 in the morning.
That's what I'm thinking. Brent's missing the point here, dude. Pair of shorts, flip-flops, sitting in a lounge chair in Key West. And this is the whiskey I pour you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're happy. Good. You're good, you know?
Purist.
You need the break from the sugar bomb. You know, an hour. Just to let your body catch up, if you're me.
Yeah.
And I catch up with this.
Well, you can switch back and forth. You have one of this, and then you have one rum.
Brent,
and
you have one of this, and you have one rum. This is for the whiskey of those failing hearts.
And as Brent would say, hydrate with all of them.
Oh, well. It's Key West. More must hydrate.
If you're a rum drinker, and you wanted to, it's...
And I am.
And you run out of rum, and you switch over to bourbon.
When I'm done with my Mickey's Wide Mouth, I drink rum. Yeah.
Stomp with a whiskey is wide mouth. You're turning my stomach.
I can't believe I got the sailor over here like discounting people who drink rum.
It's a bourbon for rum drinkers.
Brent has moved on from rum. He's just moved on.
How long were you in the Coast Guard, Brent?
20 years.
And you don't appreciate rum?
I like rum.
You're like, you're stabbing every coastie in the back.
He was in ships like up in the Great Lakes up north. He was so far from rum, he couldn't see it. Come on.
They forced it down his throat.
Yeah. I don't think force was involved.
I don't.
I think it was just sort of like he laid down there and goes, no, don't. Ah.
I don't think this is unbalanced. I understand you two think it's unbalanced. I like this. I think it worked well.
Yeah, it's just not for me.
Again, it's all what you like.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know,
but then again, Brent and I like real wine, and you still drink White Zinfandel, so we understand where you're coming from.
I don't even sell White Zinfandel in my store. Baloney. Not a single bottle in my store.
How about Bartles and James?
You have Bartles and James. If somebody follows my palate.
In the ghetto store, we have Bartles and James.
They still make that stuff?
They still make it.
Excellent. What about Wild Irish Rose?
Well, no. Yeah. I didn't want to like do this because I don't want any of the rest of you to be all jealous, but when me and Justin go to Napa in like a week and a half, we have a very special private tour of the Bartles and James Winery.
Yeah. Oh, that was supposed to be a surprise, wasn't
it? Yeah, I figured I'd let him know now. I don't want him to feel jealous.
We got three whiskeys left. We got time for this?
And then after that, we're going to be hitting Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill. Awesome.
I was about to say, until you said Boone's Farm, everything after Bartles and James is going to be crap.
All right.
But now that there's Boone's Farm, we're good.
Let's get back to what we're talking about. So we're going to be rating the Hemingway Whiskey Signature Rye Edition 3 Sips.
Interesting.
Oh, you guys are horrible. It deserves better than that.
All right, Maury, tell us about Traverse City.
I don't mind if I do. Traverse City Whiskey Company was founded in 2012 in Traverse City, Michigan, on the northern tip of Michigan. Chris Fredrickson, one of the founders, has a family history in the distilling industry as his great-grandfather was the recipient of several whiskey distilling patents in the 1920s. Eager to build on his family legacy and with the help of co-founders Jared Rupp and Modi Goldring, they began selling sourced whiskey from NGP in July of 2012. In 2015, they opened their own distillery in a former power station in Traverse City with a capacity of, hold on to your seats, 3 barrels a day. Earlier this year, they began construction on a major expansion that will increase their capacity to 70 barrels a day. That's a big expansion. The first whiskey we'll be discussing will be the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Sherry Barrel Finish, 47.5% ABV or 95 proof. This expression takes Traverse City high rye bourbon that was aged for more than 5 years and finishes it for an additional 9 months in Pedro Ximenez Sherry Barrels. Again, this whiskey has a beautiful deep mahogany color. On the nose, there's definitely a sweetness, a hint of baking spice, some fruit. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. The viscosity is nice. It's mouth coating. You've immediately got toffee and burnt sugar. And then it just goes down. And the finish just kind of goes on and on. This is a much longer finish than the whiskeys we've had earlier today. A lot of sherry. And then the sherry gives way to a nice, long, pleasant rye finish. I thought this whiskey was very nice, very balanced, very pleasant. I liked it. I thought it was very well done. Justin, what do you think?
Maury has a much more developed palate than I do. This was, to me, was only a few notes, but it was brown, and I did drink it down. What did you think, Harmeet?
I pretty much agree with you. I thought it was
brown and drink it down.
I'm assuming it's sweet fruit. It's candied cherry. It's candied pears, and I got a lot of walnut on the nose. The palate it's just tasted young to me. It's nutty and sweet and kind of mediocre. I did not get the long finish you got, Maury. I don't know what's going on here.
No, it just goes on. It just lingered on my palate.
It's all front palate though.
Yeah, front.
Right, all front.
Yeah,
front. Palate.
Front. Palate and
a little
teeth.
Bitter walnut oil, a little sweetness.
It surprised me how long it hung around.
My teeth are numb. That's a good thing.
It's not sticky on my palate like it did for you. It's more medium. Brent?
Yeah, I got the walnuts, the sweetness. a little too sweet for me. Not brown enough to drink it down.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was fine. I like the finish on it. You got a little bit of the PX, but not so much of the sweet from the PX. So you got a little bit of the you
Where's
know.
Where's all that sweet? You think that's just the bourbon?
Probably. So, well, we're going to rate the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Sherry Barrel Finish. Three sips.
Interesting.
I think you went high on this one, man. The other ones, I thought you went low. This one went high. Whatever.
All right. Justin, tell us about our next one.
So the next whiskey we're going to talk about is Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Port Barrel Finish, 50% alcohol by volume, 100 proof. For this expression, 5-year aged straight bourbon whiskey has been finished for an additional 9 months in massive 300-liter Ruby Port wine barrels.
That's the standard Ruby Port barrel.
On the nose, I got some port on it. On the palate, it was like pretty good, mostly on the mid palate for me, and the finish was pretty long. What did you think, Harmeet?
That is the most generic description I've ever heard. let me add to more generic notes. brown sugar on the nose, sweet grapes. The Ruby Port, I'm not getting the red fruit. I don't know what it is. It's just, this is kind of another one. This is like, it's mediocre, not giving me anything. On the palate was just bitter. And I found it unbalanced. This was my least favorite of the whiskeys.
I might actually agree with you for the first time today, Harmeet. Yeah. This one was unbalanced. To me, I got maple syrup on the nose, maple syrup on the palate.
You said walnut maple syrup when we talked earlier.
Yeah, but really more maple than walnut. It's just a maple bomb. And
I'm not
getting
as maple as you are.
I found it just not very pleasant.
Yeah. It's bitter like your soul, Harmeet.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's not black like my heart.
All right, well, we'll move on, and we're going to be rating the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Port Barrel Finish. Two sips.
Well, you had nothing to add to it yourself, Bob.
We're running out of time. It's the problem. So
I got you.
So tell us about our last one, because we've got just a few minutes left.
The last one is a Traverse City Company Finishing Cabernet Franc Barrel Finish, 48.75% ABV or 97.5 proof. This expression is made with 100% rye whiskey, aged more than 5 years, then finished in additional 9 months in Cabernet Franc barrels from an artisan northern Michigan winery. The color is a beautiful red gold. I get brown sugar on the note, red fruit, like berries, blackberry and raspberries and a little strawberry coming out, and then black pepper. That Cabernet Franc is shining through. On the palate, it was sweet, soft entry. Let's try again. Has not changed. And then I hit a boom spice. Just black pepper just hits me in the face. Licorice, black pepper, fruit. I like this a lot. And much better balance than the previous one. Maury, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you that it's much better balanced. I was not as high on it as you were. I agree with you on the red fruit. I agree it had a little more fruit. I agree with it being more balanced, more pleasant, more drinkable, more enjoyable. Of the three, it was my favorite. But I was still a little underwhelmed.
Brent? Yeah. The thing that came out with me was the berries, just like you said. Those strawberries, those raspberries, those really, really popped on this one. And
I've never had a Michigan winery Cab Franc, but this is the
right. I've never had a bourbon that had this kind of a taste to it. You know, so it was very fruity, very different.
Nobody else got that black pepper pop.
Yeah, I did not get that.
Yeah. I got the black pepper. I mean, if you're a Cabernet Franc fan, you can absolutely taste the Cabernet Franc through this.
I was tasting some amazing Cab Franc last night with some friends.
And for fantastic. Me, it doesn't cover it. I mean, it's there. I can sense it, but it doesn't completely overlap the whiskey for me. Like, well, the last one was just, the port was just too overpowering.
Right. This one does enhance it.
Yeah.
I think it enhances with those, with those berry flavors.
It raised it up. Yeah.
Really, those berry flavors. Really
try it with Skittles.
Well, with that, we'll rate the Traverse City Whiskey Company Finishing Series Cabernet Franc Barrel Finish. Three sips.
Interesting.
Well, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank everybody for joining us on the show. Thank you, Brent.
Always a pleasure in the basement. Thanks for bringing me back.
Well, good to have you back. Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. I'm still a little traumatized that you promised me Brent would wear some pants today.
Like he's ever worn pants?
I know, but I'm just traumatized.
I did go to a wedding.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you very much. I'll keep fighting artificial intelligence to keep it out of our show.
We'll quit hitting Harm Eat then. Okay. Thank you, Harm.
I'm fighting natural intelligence out of the show right now.
I don't think you need to fight.
Well, for Sip, Sudden Smokes, this is Made Mad Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.